G'day.
Welcome back to Australia, because of course you're based in the UK. How has ISO life been, and have you already decided what the first thing you will do when you are able to break free of the confines will be?
ISO life's been fine. I got back from the UK, my wife and kids were already here, so I had to go into isolation at the other end of the house. Basically lived in my daughter's bedroom for 2 weeks. I used the kids' bathroom. My daughter slept with my wife. My wife and I socially distanced. So by the end of 2 weeks, it felt like my wife and I had had an argument, but neither of us could remember what it was about. But as far as what I'm looking forward to doing, I mean, the one thing I've really missed, so over the past couple of years, I've been playing rugby league with a team in the north of England, disability rugby league. Yeah. So I think the first thing I want to do is get back together with my teammates and just have another rugby league training session.
Actually, speaking of the rugby league club and with the documentary that's now out with Tenplay as well, working with people with a disability and working with the rugby club, would that have to be one of the most rewarding things you've been able to do, not just with your profile, but with your abilities as well?
Yeah, to the point where I kind of felt selfish early on. So basically, Warrington in the north of England set up England's first ever physical disability rugby league team. I started to feel guilty because I thought, actually, it's not meant to be about me. It's meant to be about them. And then I looked around and I realised that every single person on that pitch was having as much fun as I was and was getting as much out of it as I was. And you're right. It's one of the most rewarding things I've ever done, but rewarding in that I can see what it does for everybody else, but personally rewarding because I'm fitter, I'm happier, I'm healthier, and I'm learning new skills. It's amazing.
Did you cry watching it back as well? Because I tell you what, talk about a roller coaster of emotions. I mean, it was going up and down. It was like, oh my God, I love Keith. And then all of a sudden, you know, then I'm watching you throw some intercept passes as well. So
what was interesting about it was originally we thought, oh, this is, you know, when I came up with this, I thought, oh, it'd be a nice, let's just take a camera, follow my journey, and it'll be a nice, you know, personal journey. And then pretty much from the first day, we realised, no, there are so many characters in this team. You're right, there's Keith, who's got Down syndrome. There's Tony, who drives from Devon, which is a five-hour drive to training each week.
Wow.
But it was only when I watched it back that I did get teary because I didn't know some of the stuff that they had gone through. So, yeah, it really opened my eyes as well.
Adam, I've got a confession to make. When it comes to bucket list interviews, you have been number one on my bucket list for as long as I can remember in radio, and I've never had the opportunity to speak to you.
Oh, so, man.
So firstly, thank you. But also, too, you were the reason why I understood Brexit, because I am an avid viewer of The Last Leg. Those tweets that come through to you guys with the "Is it okay?" So people can invest in the show and ask questions, and then you'll answer it on the show. Do you shake your head or are you gobsmacked by some of the "is it okays" that come through? Because clearly there's got to be some that can't be aired.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it's topical or if it's newsworthy, then, yeah, we're definitely going to ask it. Every now and then you get someone with a really extreme view asking if their extreme view is okay. And we don't put it to air because, it's a pretty much a no. The weird ones for me are like, occasionally you'll get a personal one, like, is it okay to fancy my girlfriend's sister? And it's like, dude, no. Why would you want us to read that and your handle out on national television?
I thought it was a good idea at the time, Adam. I thought, you know what? It was great.